Total Country Bob FM.
Slide whistle.
Bob Almanac is back. It's another day of the Bob Almanac, brought to you by Lefebvre Companies. They're online, leftruck.com, leftruck.com. And Lefebvre Companies are hiring company drivers, owner-operators, and carriers. And they bring you the Bob Almanac today. And we also are going to be giving away tickets. It's an Almanac quiz here today. And Little Texas, Buck Hill, July 11th. You want to go? I've got a four-pack, and we'll give them away at the end of the Almanac. So listen to everything that we have here on today's Almanac, please. All right? PT's here. He's going to do some fact-checking for us.
As honorary fact-checker, I'm not responsible for the trivia, right? That's still you?
Yes.
That's you. Okay. That's I just want to make sure. No, I didn't want my expectations here.
But I could use a question of something you said.
Okay.
Anything that is said or uttered or even some kind of a guttural noise or a guffaw, that might be part of the question.
A courtesy laugh? What about that?
A courtesy laugh also.
What
we need a lot of
those. What was the comment
those.
That caused PT to give Jim Erickson a courtesy laugh?
Or how about a golf clap?
Yeah. Everything's in play.
So repeat after me, PT, because I didn't write it down. Today is Wednesday, June 27th.
Today is Wednesday, June 27th.
The 178th day of the year.
The 178th day of the year.
There are 187 days left in 2018.
There's 187 days left in 2018.
1940 this date.
Every time young Robert goes through a doorway, he scores a duck.
Newsreel.
And this is Robert's father, a mere dwarf of 6 feet.
Do you remember the name Robert Pershing Wadlow? I know you've seen the picture if you ever saw the Guinness Book of World Records. That was the most sought-after book in our elementary library. You could not. There was a waiting list for the Guinness Book of World Records. Kids got in fights out on the playground to see who would have the Guinness Book of World Records out of our elementary library.
Was he the tallest man? He was tall.
Was the tallest man. You're a genius for being able to use your deductive reasoning out of that audio that we just heard.
Right.
8 feet, 11.1 inches. He was measured on this date by Dr. Cyril McBride and Dr. C.M. Charles.
That is unbelievable.
8 feet, 11.1 inches, practically 9 feet tall. He was only 22 when they measured him. And then he died July 15th. So he died in just a couple of weeks.
Wow.
After he was measured. So he was still growing at that time. So that was the last time they measured him. He had that pituitary or thyroid or condition. He had the same thing that Andre the Giant had, but this was even
more so. That's what he died of? Complications of that?
Yeah, that condition that made him giantism or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
But 1940. Robert Pershing Wadlow. I mean, heck, if he was playing basketball, his head would be 1 foot short of the hoop.
His head would be almost in the net.
Yeah, exactly. It would be in the net.
Yeah.
1950, the North Korean and South Korean, the Korean War conflict was starting to heat up.
Yep.
The UN asked members to aid South Korea. President Harry Truman then ordered U.S. Air Force and U.S. Navy forces into the Korean conflict. On this date, 1950, just days after North Korea had invaded South Korea. 1964, did you know that Ernest Borgnine and Ethel Merman at one time were married?
What?
Did you know that?
I did not.
1964, they married on this date. It only lasted 38 days. Ernie said this about why Ethel Merman left him.
I'm just a fat little man, a fat, ugly man.
You're not ugly.
I'm ugly, I'm ugly, I'm ugly. Ma, leave me alone.
Oh, poor Ernie.
Seems down on his luck.
He was down on his luck. Low self-esteem there for Ernest Borgnine. And Ethel Merman, of course, was she was a waif model, wasn't she?
Yeah, right. She had a big mouth.
1964.
Loud voice.
You remember this show, Neil? This is kind of in your era. Very scary. Dark Shadows.
Oh, yes.
The kind of macabre soap opera.
Yes.
It debuted on this date. ABC TV. You know, they had the macabre and the gothic with the Munsters and Addams Family and comedies and sitcoms. Why not try soap operas?
Yes, this was kind of had the Dracula-like guy. What was his name?
Barnabas.
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 Yeah.
Not to be confused with Barnaby Jones. I would have liked to seen some kind of a mashup there.
Yeah.
Barnabas versus Barnaby Jones.
Yeah.
The thing about Barnaby Jones, Buddy Epson, he was as old as Dracula, wasn't he?
Right. We should see how long Dark Shadows was on the air.
It was on into the 70s, wasn't it?
I think so.
1970 or 71.
It lasted
a while.
If I
know my history correctly. Yep. 1975, Sonny and Cher divorced on this date. They had made it work up to that point, then just irreconcilable differences. They still performed together. In fact, I think they did their show again.
Yeah,
even when they were divorced, they rekindled the show, the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour.
Were they married? Well, we could check that, too. They were married almost 10 years,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, they were married in the 60s
and
75. Sonny 1978,
and
Henry Rono of Kenya set a record for the 3,000-meter run at 7 minutes, 32.1 seconds. Neil, can you tell me why are Kenyans so fast and so good at marathons and long-distance running? Is it the aerodynamics?
It must be. They're very aerodynamically sound, or they it takes a while. You know, they got to run down different types of food, and there's not a lot of food where they live. I think
that was in problem. That was in 78.
How about a 6-pack of beer?
For those of you who are thinking that we're just wasting a lot of time and money here, let's do a little something educational for you. Recreating the experiment that Galileo performed so many, many years ago. This time we'll be using a 6-pack of regular beer and a 6-pack of light beer, and we'll see which of the two falls more quickly.
Letterman, for the first time ever, throws things off a five-story tower. It was a genius bit. Have you seen that, Neil?
Yes.
Late nights, we drop stuff off of a five-story tower.
So good.
David Letterman did it for the first time. That's why he was so great, because he did things that other guys weren't doing.
Right.
And
a 6-pack of regular beer.
Kind of like the Bob
beer.
Morning Show like
and
that.
And you know
just
what? It was right on the money. The light beer, and I can tell you that the light beer and the regular beer, they still fell at 9.8 meters per second squared. Same rate. It didn't matter whether it was light, regular, extra light, ice, genuine draft. Didn't matter. They fall at the same rate, Neil. So
God,
science,
that's weird. I don't know how that worked.
It's science.
Yeah.
1986, Anne White was playing at Wimbledon, and she shocked anybody watching Wimbledon. I'm sure the royalty in the royal box shocked as she wore only a body stocking.
Yes.
On this date, 1986. At Wimbledon, they take, you know, they get pretty angry if there's just a wrinkle on your white shirt.
Yeah.
And she shows up in a body stocking. I
applauded the effort.
You should do a search, for as I did, for body stocking on YouTube. Just put in body stocking. YouTube.
Okay.
1995, this date. This was sad in Iowa.
Jody Huizentrude anchored this newscast less than 2 weeks before she disappeared. Investigators found the 27-year-old's red high heels, car keys, and hairspray in the parking lot outside
her
apartment.
We remember that name. This was the date that Jody Huizentrude was abducted in Mason City. She had overslept and never made it to work, and it is still an open case. It is a cold case right now, and 1986 was the date.
Yeah.
She was a Minnesotan. She was from central Minnesota, like Long Prairie, went to St. Cloud State.
Very sad.
And they are continuing to look for this and trying to solve this case. I think the fact that the Jacob Wetterling case was solved, I think, gave new hope to the people in the Jody Huizentrude case that there might be some news or something like that. And every now and then we hear about maybe a possible break in that story. That was in 1995. In 2001, we lost Jack Lemmon.
Oh, wait a minute. I can't have anything spicy. You know, I mean, if it's too exciting and then I'm up all night.
Good.
Ooh, and Margaret.
Szechuan.
Ooh. Hmm. Uh-huh. And Margaret, stir-fry Szechuan.
Yeah.
Boy, that'd get Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau excited.
I think it would.
So Jack Lemmon died on this date in 1976. 2003, United States National Do Not Call Registry, formed to combat unwanted telemarketing calls and administered by the FTC. About 750,000 people on its first day said, I don't want people to call me. And, you know, for me, 2003, it was mostly women of my same age that I ended up on their no-call list. It was a shame.
Yeah.
That was 2013.
I don't think it's working as well as it used to, because I feel like I'm getting a lot of
calls. Well, I think they changed the laws now.
Oh, okay.
I think your phone numbers now.
You got to re-enlist
because that was
or something,
or what? That was the whole cell phone thing, and people still had landlines, and then telemarketers complain, well, nobody has landlines anymore because you could only call landlines and not cell phones. You can tell them not to call your cell phone and all this other stuff. But yeah, there are plenty of calls.
Yeah, you get them now.
People are trying to enroll me into healthcare all the time. I get a couple of those a week.
My favorite thing is telling when they say dealer warranty services. So then I tell them what happened to my last vehicle, and usually it's like it flew off a cliff or it exploded or something, and then they hang up on me.
Because they don't cover that.
Which is great. Yeah. Then
they don't cover that. They don't cover that. And then a year ago, Mark Zuckerberg announces Facebook has reached 2 billion monthly users.
Yikes.
2 billion. Which, you know, it's nice to be connected, but anything that has 2 billion people connected to the same thing, I think that's dangerous.
Probably is.
To be honest, I think that's dangerous and it can be misused.
And you're not going to make it 2 billion and one today, are you, Jim?
No. The fact they have 2 billion monthly users certainly is not going to be an incentive for me to sign up for Facebook today. Okay. Maybe $2 billion? That might.
That might.
We're going to go on to birthdays now.
That just brings a smile to my face. See, you smiling?
Ross Perot is 88 today, and that's actually Dana Carvey doing Ross Perot.
I was going to say, that's pretty good.
Ran for president in 92 and in 96, but 92 is when he actually got a ticket. 88 for him today.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
This isn't Barry Manilow.
No, it's his.
This is the guy who wrote the song. Bruce Johnston of the Beach Boys. You know, he replaced Glenn Campbell.
Right.
Who had kind of been filling in, had been doing studio work and then filling in on the road for Brian Wilson, who wanted to be in the studio. And then Bruce Johnston sang a lot of Brian Wilson's parts when they were out on the road because Brian wanted to be in the studio to work his genius. Bruce Johnston of the Beach Boys, 76 today. This is a familiar piano melody,
yes,
I think.
Yes, it is.
The Music Box Dancer, done by Frank Mills.
Good stuff. This got a ton of radio play in its day.
I could do kazoo to this if I wanted, but my kazoo is out of my reach right now.
Could you slide whistle to this?
I don't think so. I don't think this is slide whistle. No, this isn't slide whistle worthy. So Frank Mills, 76.
See when that song came out.
It was in the
70s, yeah.
What was it called again?
Music Box Dancer.
Got it.
I'm going to guess 76. He's 76, so I'm going to guess 76.
Carl is the reason my parents cut me off. They've never forgiven me for leaving and becoming a pathetic wretch who cleans up lumps of cold cream.
You remember her as the cleaner, the house lady, the housekeeper on Newhart, Julia Duffy, who was born in Minneapolis.
Huh.
She's a Minneapolis, Minnesota native, Julia Duffy. She also showed up on Designing Women, but I loved her on Newhart. She's 67. How about this guy?
Randy Moss. It didn't work out. I'm not going to get into any particulars.
You know, Brad, you should have listened to Randy Moss when he gave you suggestions for the locker room meal. That's what it would have worked out. That's Brad Childress. That's Chili.
Chili.
Brad Childress is 62. You know, he's a head coach again. He's coaching the Atlanta team in the Alliance of American Football. Another new league's going to kick off.
I'm sure his offense is just off the charts.
It's blossoming.
Yes. And you know who his offensive coordinator is going to be? Michael Vick, who just had a birthday yesterday.
Wow.
Brad Childress, the former Vikings coach, 62. Lori Morgan, pretty good country artist. Neil, you've always been a fan. She's 59 today.
One of my very favorites.
I'll play a song of hers coming up. Chuck Person, the Rifleman, Minnesota Timberwolf. He came to us in the Pooh Richardson-Sam Mitchell trade. We also got Michael Williams in that deal with Indiana. But Chuck Person, the guy could fire. Bit of a chucker.
Yeah, a bit of a chucker.
And
yes,
he was named after Chuck Connors. That's why they called him the Rifleman.
He had an itchy trigger finger. I do know that.
He's 54. J.J. Abrams, 52. He has been directing, producing, and writing some movies you may have heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. He's working on the Star Wars movies now.
Nice.
Star Trek movies and a few others. He's 52. Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man.
Peter?
Yeah?
Are you all right?
I know
fine.
This scene.
Any better this morning? Any change?
Change?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Big change.
He's so good. Tobey Maguire, he was good as Peter Parker in Spider-Man.
I've been my favorite Spider-Man of all of them, and there have been many.
43 for Tobey Maguire. Khloe Kardashian. Neil, are you keeping up with her?
No, I don't know. Is that the younger sister? Or
that's the one with the Let's just say when she backs up, it needs to go beep, beep, beep.
Ah, okay. Well,
I think they all kind of have a little.
I think
it's hard to
implants.
Keep up with them, though.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with their implants. Khloe Kardashian, 34, and Madeline Sweetin, who played the daughter on Everybody Loves Raymond. Did you notice? Did it seem to, is it possible that Ray Romano was doing our traffic this morning, Neil?
It does sound a little bit like Ray.
So that was Everybody Loves Raymond, Madeline Sweetin, unbelievably 27 today.
All right, gone but not forgotten today. Author and educator Helen Keller was born on this day, 1880. For Helen Keller. John McIntyre, he appeared in some shows, Honky Tonk Man, Psycho, and also was on Wagon Train.
Oh, man, that's...
That is majestic.
It is.
John McIntyre is the actor there, a nice TV theme. 1907 for John McIntyre. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Doc Pomus, 1925. If you don't know the name, you might know some of the songs he wrote, like This Magic Moment, Save the Last Dance for Me, and of course, Viva Las Vegas.
Little Sister is another one.
That got him into the Hall of Fame for songwriters, 1925. And growing up, I certainly watched this man perform many, many times as Captain Kangaroo.
You know, I'm kind of glad that Mr. Moose isn't here right now, because I just couldn't stand one more ping pong ball.
Uh-oh.
How about 100?
No! No!
There they come.
You know, when Captain Kangaroo was canceled in the 80s, that single-handedly led to the big ping pong ball crash of 88.
Yeah?
I mean, the market just dropped.
Tanked.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fell right off the table.
It's made a resurgence in college towns all over the place with beer pong.
Yeah, beer pong. That does help.
Thank goodness. You know, considering Captain Kangaroo to beer pong, not exactly the same.
No. Children's television, his real name was Bob Keeshan,
of course,
with Mr. Green Jeans and Mr. Moose and the whole gang.
Bunny Rabbit.
Dancing Bear. He was also Clarabelle the Clown on Howdy Doody.
How about that?
And then he became Captain Kangaroo Bob Keeshan, 1927. They're all gone. But not forgotten.
A couple that your staff missed. Governor Goofy. Rudy Perpich.
Oh.
Born this date 1928. He served two non-consecutive terms. He was in the late 70s, and then he basically made an Al Quie sandwich. It was Perpich, and then Al Quie, and then Rudy came in for two more terms.
Terms, yep.
And then he ran again in 19... You remember the whole John Grunseth thing?
Oh, yeah.
With him and the hot tub and whatever, and then Arnie Carlson then... Because Grunseth had won the nomination, and then Arnie Carlson, who had lost the primary, became the candidate and actually ended up then beating Rudy Perpich.
Yep.
And so Rudy Perpich, 1928. Oh, and one more, this guy.
Now, we're right here. We're going to get our title back. We're going to get our belts back. We're going to beat the bums that stole our belts. We're going to get anybody that's in our way. We're not going to rest until we get our championship belts back.
Wrestling.
Come in here, Crusher, and show them.
That's right. When me and Bruiser were champions, we were on Waikiki Beach.
Some bonus Crusher.
Watching the dollies in the bikini suits walk by on the Waikiki Beach.
They're watching the dollies. Dick the Bruiser, who really wasn't in any way... related to the Crusher, although they said they were cousins.
Yes.
Dick the Bruiser, this date, 1929. He played for the Packers in the early 50s. I believe you can look this up. I think he's the first one to ever call Bobby Heenan the Weasel.
He might have been. He didn't interview quite as well as the Crusher.
No.
But he was together. They made a formidable tag team.
And raspy.
Yeah, and very raspy.
He should have done a duet with Kim Carnes. Dick the Bruiser and Kim Carnes would have been an excellent... Don't fall in love with a dreamer.
The wrestling interviews, just, I'll tell you what, if my ninth grade English teacher, she would be hating the wrestling interviews, as there's a lack of a thesis and a lack of plano coherence.
Not a lot of diction.
We're on the Waikiki Beach and we're going to get this guy. Dark Shadows, June 27th, 1966 to April 2nd of 1971. Nice. Is how long that went. Sonny and Cher, October 27th of 64 to June 26th of 75.
Okay,
and a little controversial on Music Box Dancer, written in 74, released in overseas in 78, late 78, and then it made its way on the Christmas charts and was released
about
in
time.
January of 1979 in the U.S.
Oh. Okay, very good. Here is our question. Here's our question for the quiz. It is the little Texas tickets that we're giving away. It's a four-pack, and it's Buck Hill, and I'm going to do it. I warned you that I might do it. I want you to tell you who our sponsor is for the Bob Almanac. Tell me who the sponsor is. We listed it before. This is added value, PT. That's what we call here.
Yes.
We're here to service
our sponsors. The sales department is loving you right now.
Yes, they are. Although they don't like the Almanac because it's a drag on ratings, I know, because it's so long. But they love it that we
it's
have
appointment radio.
I know
thank
it
you
is.
Very much.
We have the sponsorship here. I mean, they're loving it. So who is our sponsor? 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Who is our sponsor? It's what we want to know. You win tickets to see Little Texas at Buck Hill. 763-450-0100. How old did I say Lori Morgan is today?
59.
I wish there was.